Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom, Klach of Beis, Simen Tezayin. Hamashtin lo yispal ad sheyishak tehilu taladamas. The person who relieves himself for ketanim, even if there's no problem of having the liquid there, it's in a container that's been removed, he has to wait the time it takes to walk taladamas before he starts davening. And vice versa, a person who is davening cannot go and be mashed unless he waits the time it takes to walk Dalat Amos. Now, the time it takes to walk Dalat Amos is not very long. If we calculate the time it takes to walk 2,000 Amos is 18 minutes, so 4 Amos is 1/500th of that. Now, 18 minutes is 1,080 seconds. 18 times 60. So 10 times 60 is 600. 8 times 60 is 480. 600 and 480 is 1,080. So 18 minutes is 1,080 seconds. You divide that by 500 and you get about 2.2 seconds is the time it takes to walk Dalat Amos. There are other calculations of 2,000 Amos. The longest calculation is 24 minutes. So even if you calculate it at 24 minutes, so that's going to be about 3 seconds it takes to walk Dalat Amos. So the person has to have a slight pause between the time he finishes davening and he would go relieve himself. This is specifically referring to Shemoneh Esrei, but there are those who suggest the second halacha, the next halacha, this halacha is referring to not Shemoneh Esrei. The next halacha of Haroikeg is referring to specifically to Shemoneh Esrei. So if a person would be davening Pesukah Zimra and wants to use the bathroom, even if he's davening on his way to the bathroom, he has to have a slight pause before he starts to relieve himself. And vice versa, when he comes out, he has to have a slight pause before he starts to say the bracha, or wish I get tzar, or just to continue, or to continue davening. Haroikek machmes tiyul lo yispal ad sheyisha kedei hilul Dalat Amos. Hamispal lo yorik ad sheyisha kedei hilul Dalat Amos. Alvi meizdam lo roik is mutter. A person is spitting because his mouth got full of saliva and he is forced to spit. So Chayadim says he has no limits in the situation. However, if he's doing it machmas tiyul, which means just because it's on his own volition, he feels it makes him feel more better by spitting out. So again, there's a time lapse between the davening and the spitting, and the spitting and the davening. It shouldn't look like after he finishes davening, he's spitting, which is sometimes perceived to be an act of disgust. So it looks like he's disgusted, chas v'shalom, with the tefillah. So there's a time lapse between the spitting and the davening, so we don't have that false appearance. Now, he says that a person needs to spit, it's einsoy, he's forced to do it, so then he does not need to wait after davening. He can do it right away. But in regards to spitting and then davening again, starting davening again, there's really no earnest in that situation. So does he have to wait? Does he have to pause this slight pause or not? Chayyadav is mashmi, he does not have to, but the Bir Lacha disagrees and says in the case where the person spat, even if it was loin, so he was forced to do that, but before he continues davening, he should pause the appropriate time of the time it takes to walk Dalat Amos, and then a person would start davening, because there's no earnest forcing him to start davening immediately. Even though he was forced to spit, he could still pause before he starts davening again. So and that would be the appropriate thing to do. Okay, have a good day.